Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mark, I'd like you to sing the theme tune today, please.
Okay.
And I will do the saxophone part.
Okay, great.
Good luck.
A one, two, three.
Hello, good evening and welcome. Welcome to the podcast that we're really going to have fun with. Hello, good evening and welcome. I don't know where it is or what the words are. Joe thought it was in the basement.
Yes.
I thought it wasn't, but it is. It's in my house, because I live in my house. It's the Whole Section Podcast. 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 Hello.
Yes. Okay, so what have I been up to? Well, I'm going to tell you now over some music from The Pianist, whose name is unimportant, and Joe the Trumpeter. Hi, guys. Some springtime walking music, please. Piano and trumpets. I've been walking in the woods. I've returned some faulty goods. I have met a friend for tea. We both ate some potpourri. I've pretended I was sick. I have struck a corner kick. I have loved and fought and cried. I have lived, but I've not died. Stop. Stop. And for those who... Thank you, guys. And for those of you who have asked, I am still attempting to beat the world record. I've had four people ask this week. For the last 12 years now, I've been trying to get into the Guinness Book of Records as the person who has lived the longest. I'm now over 40, and that's a new PB, new personal best, and I currently have no serious diseases. Clean, unlike Mark Brown.
What?
But what's the point of the whole thing? Well, the point is not important. We're doing a podcast for you, funded by you, patreon.com, and a podcast that will ultimately help you. But it's also for our special one-person special guest audience, who today is the majestic... majestic Robinson, Jess Robinson. She'll be here in a second, but first, unfortunately, we've decided to sing a song called Extra...
No, it's called... Doodlebot.
Extra Espadrilles.
Well, that's the punchline. Yeah. I do that every week.
Thank you.
Every song. An extraterrestrial. A little alien named Doodlebot. Bought himself some indoor slip-on shoes that didn't have laces because he couldn't tie knots. He loved them so much that he couldn't refuse. An extra two espadrilles.
Thank you, Will.
That's okay.
Didn't mind it. Didn't like it. But I wasn't sick. I don't think it makes it any worse knowing what's coming in that. So I'm standing by my decision to ruin it. Who's Scott Dickinson? Who's Scott Dickinson? Who's Scott Dickinson? I've got Dickinson. You're Scott Dickinson. You're Scott Dickinson. You're Scott Dickinson. Stop! Well, oh, and lo, entering the basement, descending the steps and crossing the threshold and breaching the fog of men, it's our one-person special guest audience. It's Jess Robinson!
Jess today. Our podcast guest is Jess today. Yes, Jess is our podcast guest today. Oh, we believe in Jess today.
Oh.
Did you like it?
I wish I had a band saying they believed in me.
Welcome, Jess.
Thank you.
To the Horn Section podcast.
I'm excited to be here.
Oh, no, I'm going to say we are very glad you're here with us today, and then you're going to say I'm very glad I'm here with you today.
Okay.
We're very glad you're here with us today.
I'm very glad I'm here with you today.
Good. Jess Robinson, according to Google, you're the most famous Jess R that there is.
Really?
Jessica Rabbit is more famous.
Oh.
But she's a Jessica R. You're the most famous Jess R. Other famous Jesses.
Mm.
Glyn?
Yep.
EJ?
Mm.
Jesse J. E. Lingar, Jesse Lingar. And Tation Period of an Elephant, which is nearly 2 years.
Very good. Good. Very good.
Very well.
And Fletcher.
Thank you.
Jess Fletcher.
I was going to say Fletcher.
I love that.
He wrote that music himself.
Yeah, I composed that.
Jeff Robinson, I want you to relax. Of course I do.
Thank you.
So I'm going to ask all the band now to hum while I give you a proper introduction for the listeners.
Okay.
Mark, can you start with a lovely, gentle humming tune? The others will then join in, please. Ben, if you can join in next. And then Will, please. Joe, if you could do some bomb, bomb, bombs under that. The F in pianist. Can you do some high pitched stuff, please? Okay, I'm now going to explain exactly who you are. So if you could just start, Jess, by saying, I am Jess Robinson and I'll fill in the details.
I am Jess Robinson and I
am an English comedy actress, singer and impressionist.
I am Jess Robinson and I
shall one day smite you all down with my power.
I am Jess Robinson and I
have been on Dead Ringers and Blue Peter and Headcases and The Impression Show and Britain's Got Talent. All true?
Yes. I am Jess Robinson and I
fear no one.
Yeah.
Last one.
I am Jess Robinson and I
have also been on The Imitation Game, The Last Leg and Murder and Successful. One more, actually.
I am Jess Robinson and I
am not pissing about here. Stop. There we go. Good.
Wow.
Yeah. Good humming.
You are Alex Horn and you have read my Wikipedia page.
Yes. More than that.
Or spoken to my mum.
Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah.
And here's...
So, you're a comedy actress, singer and impressionist. What do you tell taxi... Genuine question. What do you tell taxi drivers you do? Because you came here by taxi.
I did come in a taxi.
What did you chat about?
I say I work in an office.
Yeah.
Because otherwise...
It's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I tell them?
What?
That I'm a taxi driver too. then we've got loads in common. Sometimes I bring a manual, a car manual, and show them that as proof. Aural Gold. Yes, please. Oh, thank you. Wow. It's even better than I thought anything could possibly be. The Horn Section Podcast. A powerful listen. You did a wonderful thing in Edinburgh where you, the audience picked the name of a singer out of a hat.
Yeah.
And the name of a song out of a hat.
Yeah.
Two different hats.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you sung that song in the style of that singer.
That's right.
It's a lovely bit.
Yeah.
And I wish we'd thought of it.
Oh.
But what we're going to do, I thought we could do it now.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
But I've got a hat here with all our songs in, so I'm going to pick the name out of the hat now. I've just done that.
Okay.
Oh, I've picked out a song called Thick and Creamy, That's How I Like My Milk. Okay, so this is the tune. I'll sing it once for you.
Okay.
Thick and creamy, that's how I like my milk. Thick and creamy, that's how I like my milk.
So that's the tune. Are you comfortable with that?
I love it. Thick.
So I'd like you to sing it, first of all, as Bjork. Just a couple of lines and then I'll keep shouting. Is that all right? Here we go. Oh, welcome to the stage, Bjork.
Thick and creamy, that's how I like my milk.
Good. And then, oh, it's Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
Thick and creamy, that's how I like my milk, oh, baby.
Oh, that's good. And straight into Jessie J.
Ooh, oh, thick and creamy, that's how I like my milk.
And then Theresa May, the Prime Minister.
Oh, I'm so unhappy. Thick and creamy, that's how I like my milk.
Very nice. I've got a Scottish doctor now. A Scottish doctor, any sort of Scottish GP.
Oh, thick and creamy is not how Will's poo is coming out at the moment.
Oh, yes, because Will's got constipation. Nicki Minaj!
Yeah, yeah, it's thick and creamy. That's how I like my milk, yeah. It's thick and creamy, yeah, all over my tits.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not that sort of podcast. Lovely. And now just a little dog. Just a little dog.
Thick and creamy, that's how I like my milk.
Right. Shirley Bassey, might as well.
More thick and creamy, that's how I like my
And then finally, the best one, Alex Horn.
Thick and creamy.
What do you mean? Okay, you stop. No, that's enough.
Okay, sorry.
Some of it was quite good.
Stop. Quite tuneful for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Too tuneful.
But I didn't sound as good as any of the other people in it, even the dog.
I should have done opera, Alex.
You should have done opera,
I'm
Alex.
I'm really sorry.
Lovely voice, though, Jess.
Thanks.
All those voices.
Yours too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a nice one.
Is it?
It's comforting. Unless you've got a knife, and then I suppose it wouldn't be.
I do have a knife. Okay, listeners. We've wanted a message for the listeners. We're being sent alternatives for that song, Jess. This is true. We've been sent pictures of products.
Yes.
A Waitrose salad, which said strong and peppery on it. Strong and peppery, that's how I like my Waitrose salad. Tough and gusty, that's how I like my fans. If you see any labels like this on any products at all, please do send them in via Twitter or email or fan mail. We don't know anything about Elizabeth except that she has called herself Elizabeth. I reckon she's a netball-playing polymath, but all we know is that she's called Elizabeth, Elizabeth, Elizabeth!
Nice.
So, Jess.
Yeah.
How is everything?
Everything is lovely and wonderful.
Yes, yeah. So far?
I'm liking being in this small musical cupboard.
Thank you.
And, yeah. Everything is happy.
Well,
in life.
You know the band a little bit.
I do, yeah.
Which musician do you genuinely have the greatest respect for?
That's
a good question. It's not a bad question.
Greatest respect.
Is it Alex?
No, on this occasion not, but thank you.
There
isn't a correct answer. It's
there's
from
not?
Your heart. Yeah, speak from your
heart.
Just
my heart.
Look at them and look at what they do with their fingers.
Well, I do know that Will is very congested in the bowel department at the moment, so...
Waiting for the heavens to open.
Are you windy at all?
Yep.
Cool. So in which case, I now have the greatest respect for Ben, because he's
you.
In the corner on the drums, so he'll get the brunt of it.
Okay, that's good. And now, Jess, I want you to say what you out of what they're wearing, what you think is the most expensive item of clothing, then the oldest item of clothing, and then who do you think has the palest pants?
Will's got the palest pants because there are no skid marks.
Ah, we'll have a look at the pants
at the moment.
Yep. Most expensive item of clothing. Just have a look.
It's all fairly low rent today, isn't it?
Piano Man's trousers,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, I'm glad you don't know his name. How much are your trousers, Piano Man?
35 quid, I think.
Ooh, anyone so wearing
probably.
Anything more than 35 quid?
I think my shoes are more than that.
Oh.
I think my trousers are too.
Mm. Oh, dear.
Are shoes clothing, though?
Yes,
well, yeah, you wear them on your... What did you think shoes were?
Shoes.
All right. Oldest item of clothing?
Well, I know it's not your T-shirt because you got that for your birthday.
Yes, thank you.
Although that could have been a long time ago.
Any year.
Could have been your fifth birthday.
Sharp.
Oldest item of clothing, that'd be your T-shirt, I reckon.
Quite new, actually, this
one. Oh, I'm so sorry.
This bit isn't going well for you, Jess.
Fuck, and let's find so sorry.
Oh, and that's a...
Oh, shit. Everyone's going to be insulted.
And let's see your pants, Willip. Let's see your pants to see how pale they are.
He's not wearing any.
Oh they are
grey.
Pale.
Grey, that's okay. But a blue waistband.
Yeah, blue waistband. Then what colour would you call that?
Old white.
Old grey and white.
It's like Old Spice, but different.
Oh, what's this? Yes, it's the Horn Section podcast. For good guys and for bad guys. Every other week. It's a podcast. Well done, Jess. You got the palest pants right.
Just thank you.
Out of interest, where are you going after this?
Just somewhere after this.
That's it, is it?
Yeah, like a little while away. Yeah.
A little while. Okay, well, we're learning a lot, but we don't know everything yet. So let's play a quick game of who can do the most of the things. Get ready, everyone. Here we go. This is my favourite part of any podcast, song, film or play. It's the game where you all play your instruments or make some noise, which is the same thing, and you keep playing while I list things that people can do. If you can't do one of those things, you stop plaking your noise. Last one plaking your noise is the person who can do the most of the things. So, Jess, you've got a lovely voice. Do you want to just sing over this?
Yes.
All right. You can be singing Who Can Do the Most of the Things gently.
Okay.
And if you can't do one of the things, remember you stop singing.
Okay.
And at the end we'll find out who can do the most of the things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Who can do the most of the things?
Lovely. Who can do the most of the things? Okay, the first thing. Who can do the most of the things? Cooking a lasagna. Who can do the most of the things? They're all still playing. Who can do the hopping most of the things? Oh, yeah, they can all hop. Hoping. Who can do the most of the things? Yeah. Doing an average to poor impression of De Niro. Who can do the most of the things? We've lost the bass. You can't do an impression of De Niro? She's doing one. Driving on a public road without bumping into another car for a whole year. Who can just about do, yeah, she's still in. Who can do the most? Naming the capital of Ukraine. Really?
No.
We've got three. We'll just test. Are you still playing, Mr. Piano? What's the capital of Ukraine?
Kiev.
Kiev. Joe, what's the capital of Ukraine?
Is it Sofia?
Oh, well, you're out. What? No, what did you say?
It's Kiev.
I thought it'd be funnier to...
No. Well, it's just no. Ed versus Martin.
I didn't know it was...
I'm out now, aren't I?
Yeah. It's just right. A game. It's not meant to
okay,
be funny.
So it's Ed versus Mark.
Win.
Identifying a green woodpecker.
Yeah.
Can you do it, Mark?
Green one.
Yeah, good. They also dip up and down. They sort of swoop as they fly. Rolling your R's in quite a theatrical way. No, it's just Mark then. Well, let's find out how many things he can do. Consistently catching a ball from a distance of 2 metres.
Definitely.
Spotting the difference between the Italian flag and the Mexican flag.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Different order of the same colours, is it?
Do you mean there's the bird in the middle of the Mexican one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it green, white and red?
Reading.
And then red, white and green.
Yeah, and one of them's vertical and the other one's horizontal.
And the Italian one's round. Round. Reading a lot of the explanations in a museum and genuinely enjoying doing that. Yeah.
As if.
We also had flying a jet plane, the hurdles, midwifery, plastering, plaiting and pillaging. Well done, Mark. You've won. And as always, the winner gets a special prize. Today they can do... you've got the opportunity to do a bitching solo in the middle of a Christmas carol.
Oh, yeah.
So Christmas time.
Jess is going to sing the carol in the style of Beyonce. That's right.
I am, right. Okay.
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah.
And in the middle of it, you'll stop and we'll have a bitching saxophone solo.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Okay.
I think we're going to ask Ben Reynolds to choose the carol today. Hello,
oh,
Ben.
Oh, lovely.
Welcome
how
to
about
the podcast. Wait, wait. Sorry,
God
welcome.
Rest ye.
Ben, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, hello. Thanks.
What carol would you like?
I'd quite like to hear God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
Yeah, in the style of Beyonce with a bitching saxophone solo in the middle. Do you know the music to God Rest Ye?
Do I know the words?
Is it easy?
Pardon?
Is it easy?
What do you mean?
To play.
This is for you because you're just going to go boom, boom, boom.
You're the bassist.
Okay.
Creamy. That's how I like my milk. Okay, ready? Here we go. A, B, C, D, E, F, go! Here we go.
God rest you merry gentlemen, yeah. Let nothing you dismay, for Jesus Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy,
oh, comfort and joy. More bitching, please. More bitching. And stop.
Oh, I loved that.
I loved it so much.
That's when Christmas comes early, isn't it?
It's great. I like singing about Satan. I didn't know it.
I like you singing about Satan.
Thank you.
Will, what did you think about Jess singing about Satan?
I liked it.
Same as us.
It suits her, doesn't it?
Thanks. Thank you.
Now, this dingle is for Adam Wells, who's donated $50. Thank you, Adam Wells. And I think you'll agree that this dingle is worth your money. Ring out your bells. Thank you, Adam Wells. Ring out your bells. Thank you, Adam Wells. Ring out your bells. Ring out your bells. Get ready. Here we go, Adam Wells. You didn't need to donate so much cash, but you decided that you'd make a splash. So if you've got bells, ring them. If you've got spells, sing them. Oh, hell, he's well as well. It's Adam Wells. Adam Wells. So what's next for you today, Jess? What are you doing after this today?
Just going a few miles away.
A few miles away?
Yeah.
A little while away?
Mm.
What are you going to do when you get there? What sort of stuff?
Just sort of live in the moment.
Frustrating. What do you play any instruments, Jess? Do you play any instruments?
I'm quite good at the castanets.
Mm-hmm. Do you play?
The recorder.
Would you like to learn how to play the piano today?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Egg is going to teach you today. Egg, would you mind teaching Jess how to play the piano?
Alex, have a bit more bass in my cans, please.
There we go. How's that?
Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun. So it's time for the piano lesson now. Ed, you've got 45 seconds to teach Jess how to play the piano. 45 seconds. Do you know what you're doing?
No.
Okay, you've had your lesson now, and you're just about to do a piano solo. So good luck. Are you ready?
Yes.
One, two.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out until we grow.
Your turn, Jess.
Well, I don't know if that's all true, 'cause you got me, baby, and I got you.
Perfect. And now
babies.
It's the piano solo. Here we go. Babe, I got you, babe.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Stop. Very good. Good teaching today, Ed. What's your favourite song of all time, Jess?
My favourite song of
Thick
all time.
And creamy.
That's how I like my. Wuthering Heights.
That's because you've never previously heard The Horse Song by Will Collins.
Oh, shit. I really want to hear that.
Luckily for you, you're just about to hear it.
Okay.
Willett Picollier, are you ready to sing the horse song at Jess Robinson?
Yes.
While Jorge and Hayes is the horses from Lagos, saddle up and fly, the world passes by. We sit in the fields and we watch the time fly.
Do you ever feel that life has passed you by?
First verse, is it? Jess, what they've done there is they said passed you by instead of passed you by.
Oh, I didn't get that because the diction wasn't so good. Should you try a tiny bit harder? Just try a bit harder.
As a form of transport, we're quicker than pedestrians.
Are we as fast as cars?
Good equestrian.
Oh, the diction was better, wasn't it?
Oh, I liked it.
When our buddies sit down, that's a sign it's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
That's a pity.
It's a quine shame.
Funny again?
Yeah, I liked
also
it.
Also funny.
Made me laugh.
Have we finished?
I hope not.
A quarter of the way through.
Yes. Brilliant. Phew.
When it comes to farmyard work, there is no doubt. I'm quite absent-minded.
I hope you're ploughed.
Ploughed. Ploughed. Yep. What's the pun?
It's because it's
proud.
Oh.
Racist. Does a little bit racist. Tiny bit racist.
He's doing that thing with his eyes as well.
Is it racist? I hope it's not racist.
I think it is.
It's really racist.
It's got undertones, isn't it?
Put that flag away right away.
I liked it though.
I did.
I'm hoping for a new lovely pair of shoes.
Good luck with that.
Yes, good luck comes with the shoes. Horseshoes.
That one's not a pun.
No. That's a fact.
Has it moved into fact now?
We'll have to see.
I'm very hungry. There's no grass here still. I'm just eating mud.
Don't make a meal out of a molehill.
Yeah, the diction again.
It's all in the delivery, isn't it? That wasn't a pun or a fact.
No, somewhere.
That was a.
Neither hither nor thither,
fun.
Was it?
Was it?
It was a fun.
Oh, it was a fun.
No, I don't like them.
No.
It's Joe's one.
Oh, dear.
After your mud, do you want something sweet?
Dessert? That's the last thing that I want to eat.
Dessert is always the last thing one eats.
Oh.
Fact back to fact, I suppose. Is that a fact?
It's certainly not fun.
No.
But is it racist?
Well, it is, yeah.
You just stop doing the accent.
And the T-shirt's not ideal. Carry on.
Have a chuffing cake.
A chuffing cake. I'll have a little bit.
Have more than a little bit.
Thanks.
Think muffin of it.
Oh, that's lovely.
That is excellent.
That's great.
Think muffin of it.
You said I would like my new home. You were wrong.
How long have you lived there?
Not for long.
Yeah?
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
That was something. One.
Yeah. That was one.
I think your house is great, like a home from a fable.
I guess I need a place that's a little more stable.
Very good. Yeah.
But it was very good.
Obvious, though.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
He's holding his hand up, so this might be the end.
Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No, well, you were holding
that. That looked like a salute to me. It's a real shame. I find that a little bit offensive, personally. Quite anti-Semitic.
It's the sign for the chorus.
Didn't really like it. Is that what they're doing on those parades?
So maybe just sit down and stop marching when you sing.
While Jorge and Jesus, the horses from Lagos, saddle up and fly, the world passes by.
Horribly offensive song that was.
It was dreadful.
1, 2, 3, 4. Attenborough, Blessed, Dench, Guru Murphy. Yes, they all definitely listen to the Horn Section podcast because they both admire and love it. They're addicted to it. Okay, well, what I want you to do now, Jess Robinson, is tell us, first of all, what you're doing after this.
Oh, sorry, did you want me to...
No, you can, if you want to tell us now, that'd be great, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so yeah. just going off a little bit.
Going off a little bit?
Yeah, just off over sort of the road a bit.
Okay. Mysterious.
Okay, and then if you could tell us what you're up to professionally, Jess, and where everyone can see and hear you, along with some musical backing. And I think it'd be nice if Mark played his guitar in a happy way.
Oh, yeah,
while,
I'd like that.
While the pianist played his piano in a sad way.
Oh, yeah.
So happy and sad music, but sounding good together. Can you do that? Is that a possible thing?
That's my speciality.
So, happy guitar, sad piano, and then, Jess, you can tell us where everyone can hear and see you.
Ooh.
If you want to do that.
Okay.
I want you to do that.
I'm going to do it.
There's a happy guitar from Mark.
Oh, I like that.
And then the sad music.
Ooh. It's quite sinister, isn't it?
It's not quite sad enough, though, for me.
It's angry, that is.
Jess, where can people see and hear you?
People can see and hear me on my national tour.
Whoa.
It's called No Filter. I'm also going to be, I'm going everywhere. And you can find tickets on my website, jessrobinson.co.uk.
.co.uk.
And you can come see me at the Soho Theatre as well in June.
Want.
If you want.
Yeah.
I don't think if you want, just come. And Jestington World of Adventures will be there.
Yes.
I did think of calling them the Jesticles.
After like
testicles.
Yes, no, I see that.
Because they're all guys.
So they've
or
all got
the Jess men.
They've all got them.
Yeah, or Robinson's Jam.
That's
a bit sort of periody, isn't it?
Jessington World of Adventures does it for me.
Yeah, thank you. So that's where people can see and hear me. Get your tickets now and just don't be a...
I think all adverts should end with that. Right, well,
do you think I encouraged them?
So if you don't go, you would be a... You would be a
say it, go on.
You would be a...
Yeah.
So you made me do it.
This dingle is for Mr. P or Mrs. PB. P. That's the note B. We can't let you go before giving you the chance to win a Saab 9-3 sports sedan in silver.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, please. So here we go. It's a simple game. All you have to do is sing the word Saab.
Saab.
For the longest. Okay. Whoever does that at the end of the series will almost certainly win a Saab. I don't see why not. So can we have the jingle for Saab, please? Ben, do you want to sing the jingle today? And I think, do you mind playing the jingle, the dingle music on the trumpet?
Mm.
Please. Okay, so this is the dingle for Saab.
Sorry.
Will she sing the longest Saab? Will she sing the longest Saab?
Okay. Dingle. A dingle there.
Wow.
So what note would you like to sing Saab on?
I will go for a D.
A D, okay. What you're trying to beat here...
I don't know what one is.
What a D is. Do you want to give her an example of a D?
D.
Alex.
Yes?
Juxy's got an erection.
Podcast dog.
Podcast dog has got an erection.
That's not what you say.
Can you see his doggy lipstick?
Erection. You don't say, ah.
I've never seen an erection.
It is sweet, though, isn't it? It is lovely.
That was fun, Juxy. I mean, too much fun, I think.
Jess, sorry that podcast dog has got an erection.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. It's a first.
It's not, actually.
Ah.
Every podcast.
Just before the Saab bit.
Yeah, always.
Wow.
He loves this bit. So Lisa Tarbuck scored 16 seconds.
Oh.
Andy Zaltzman, 19 seconds.
Oh, shit.
John Kearns, 19.3. That's what you're trying to beat. I've got getting the clock ready. So Saab in D. Oh. Podcast dog is climbing up next, between the horns now.
With his own horn.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, here we go. So...
But you score 30.2 seconds, half a minute.
I mean, that's never going to be beaten.
No,
that's
I
amazing,
think...
yeah.
Yeah.
Consider yourself a Saab owner. From now on.
A well Saab's done. Nice. Are they good cars?
Not the one we're getting, no.
It needs a few things doing to it.
Mm. Like wheels?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And a chassis.
And a roof.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
He's dangerous. Tricky. He's sometimes hot and sticky. He's Adrian. He's Adrian. He's Adrian. He's Adrian O'Dare. Adrian O'Dare. Well, I thought we'd end with a brand new song that I've written, but there isn't any music for it yet.
Oh.
So we're going to write the music together and then we'll
brilliant.
Sing it together.
Yay.
It's called Problems.
Oh.
Do you write music?
I do, and then they say no.
Yes.
No, thank you, Jess.
They always do. Today they won't say no.
No.
Because it's up to us.
Yes.
So I need it to start with some... It got dark music, then light music, and then it ends very intensely. Do you want to cover the dark music? What sort of notes do you want, and who do you want to play them?
I'd like the dark music to be done on the piano, a bit sort of exorcist-y.
Yeah.
We'll just go for a bit of tubular bells-y sort of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Have you got an orchestra hit on there?
I bet there is one somewhere.
but don't. I would don't want one.
So avoid the orchestra hit. Okay. And then to freshen it up for the light bit.
Yes.
What instrument do you want to pop in at that point?
I would like a bit of trumpet.
Yes.
Maybe a bit of like baby elephant Henry Mancini sort of thing.
How do you pronounce Henry Mancini?
I don't know. Is it Mancini or Mancini?
No, no, you did it well, but you sort of
did this.
Very,
Mancini.
Yeah.
Like that, which is the traditional.
Mancini.
Yeah.
So it's quite long, and it's called Problems.
Oh.
Yes. This is Problems. Here
sort
we go.
Of the same time signature, isn't it?
We'll give it a go, though.
I like it. Oh, I like this one.
When I lie in bed at night, my mind won't rest, it burns with rage. My heart beat fast, my fist clenched tight, my anger will not be assuaged. Problems. I was once calm, a gentleman. I liked to laugh, I slept well too, but then my world was blown apart one afternoon out of the blue. Problems.
Trip to Tenerife, my wife and I, a welcome break. I sorted flights, a nice hotel, and made a list of things to take.
I printed all the details out, two boarding passes, maps as well, a confirmation email, and the details of that nice hotel.
I place these papers on my desk and straighten them all up to fit, and then I get my stapler out, and that's when I just lose my shit.
Cause. My stapler is a useless piece of stupid waste of time. My stapler is too complicated for a man to use. My stapler can't do anything except get jammed on everything. My stapler's ruined my life, the stupid prick. I line the papers up okay and take a real deep breath. I try to use the stapler, the stapler is a prick.
The first time it does nothing, so I open up the casing. It still has two more staples and they're incorrectly facing.
So I put them in correctly and try the prick again. This time it will not open, the stapler is a prick.
The papers are now in its mouth, its teeth are clenched, it won't let go. I yank the paper, two bits rip, I shout out all the swears I know.
The stapler still clings on with glee, my boarding pass is in its jaws. It's stronger than a wolf, its staples sharper than a tiger's claws.
I throw it down, I get a knife, I laugh and slowly take my aim. I slam a blade inside the prick, I want to stab the stapler pain.
It's fine. But Stapler has his own ideas. He laughs right back, lets go his grip and flings his top half backwards, dislocating himself at his hip.
Oh, dear.
Here we go.
Now he lies floppy in my hand, the paper sprawled across the floor. I scream and cry and stamp my feet. My wife is watching from the door.
She shakes her head, I wipe my face and sort of try to mend the spring. I gather up the papers and then shove them back inside the thing.
I squeeze again, it jams again. I throw the stapler at the wall. We didn't go to Tenerife or anywhere that year at all.
Cause my stapler is a useless piece of stupid waste of time. My stapler is too complicated for a man to use. My stapler can't do anything except get jammed on everything. My stapler's ruined my life, the stupid prick.
Prick!
My stapler is a useless piece of stupid waste of time. My stapler is too complicated for a man to use. I also don't like packaging that doesn't open properly, or smart TVs that I can't work, or trying to buy a property, and Bitcoin too, and roundabouts, and cooking, and those stupid stouts, and people always rave about, and pensions, and my tax return, and meaningful relationships, and life is tricky, isn't it? And it doesn't help when you have gone to Smith's and bought a quite expensive stapler that just doesn't work, and I'm so sorry that I went berserk. Sorry, Rachel.
It's okay.
Thank you, Rachel. I won't do it again. Problems.
Wow.
What was good.
Yeah.
Quite wordy.
In a good way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favourite song.
It's a good song.
My favourite song.
Difficult for the mouth.
Well, they always under the ear.
Who's Scott Dickinson? Who's Scott Dickinson? Who's Scott Dickinson? I've got Dickinson. You're Scott Dickinson. You're Scott Dickinson. You're Scott Dickinson. Stop. Where do you think you'll be in 70 years? What's your 70 year plan?
Probably just a little bit over the road.
Really?
My 70 year plan.
Yeah. Podcasts, podcasts and TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
I'll probably just be sitting on a sofa, wetting myself somewhere. So normal.
Why not?
Show off.
Well, I think that's it, really. Unless there's any AOB from anyone, any AOB?
No.
Well, are you all ready to say thank you to Jess Robinson? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'd just like to say something wrong. Something wrong, Joe.
Something wrong,
Mark.
Something wrong.
What about you on piano?
Something wrong,
Ben.
Something wrong,
Willip.
Something wrong.
Well, thank you, Jess Robinson.
Why she had to go, I don't know. She would not say. We said something wrong. Now we long for Jess to stay. Jess today.
Jess Robinson.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And that is the end of the podcast. What an ending. So thank you to the band. Benji Reynolds, of course, Marky Brown, Joey Auckland, Willie Collier and Eddie Redmayne. Thanks to Joe Walker for making it sound professional despite everything, and to Joel Porter for cutting out all the really bad bits. Mainly though, thanks to you for listening, and to Jess Robinson for everything else. Stick around. There might be a bonus bit afterwards. And if you'd like to help the podcast and hear your name in the podcast, do go to Patreon and look us up. Any donation is very welcome, and any big donation will be well worth your while. Oh yes, there'll be more bonus things for our patrons coming very soon. Good luck, make good choices, and goodbye. Goodbye, Jess.
Goodbye.
So, just to recap, anyone who's donated money on Patreon will get a message depending on how much money you've donated. $5 for a little mention, $25 for a bigger one, and $50 for a whopper. And on it goes. I do think the money is per month, so bear that in mind. You're meant to keep paying. If you don't want to, you can stop. Thank you. And now it's time for a secret bonus song.
Oh, summer breeze, warm wind on my face. Love how it feels, how it slows my pace. Down on the beach, warm wind on my back. Ooh, that summer breeze. But don't forget to pack. You're gonna need your sunblock. Sunblock. When you're gonna need your breeze block, breeze block. Yes, you're gonna need your sunblock, sunblock. Yeah, you're gonna need your breeze block, breeze block.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.